you would turn in your New Testaments to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, and I'd like to read a portion of that chapter by way of giving an invitation tonight. But in 1 John the 3rd chapter, the writer is talking to the disciples about the relationship that a Christian should have with sin. And of course, we know that that relationship should be non-existent if we're doing what we're supposed to do as children of God. And so I want to read this passage and make a few comments before we offer an invitation this evening. But in verse 1 of 1 John chapter 3, we're told, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure." And so first of all, in those first few verses, we should consider it a blessing to be called children of God. It's something that should be an honor. We are made in His image. We're told there in verse 2 that we don't know what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him. And we must purify ourselves just as He is pure. There are other passages that we could look at. We're told to be holy, for He is holy. And so as a child of God, one of the things that should be characteristic of our lives is to be pure. And another way to describe that is, of course, to be sinless. And he continues on there in verse 4 talking about how that purity relates to sin. And he says there in verse 4, "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him there is no sin. Whoever abides in Him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen Him nor known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as He is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God." And so when we're talking about this relationship with sin, we are to not have any. Verse 6, if we abide in God, we should not abide in sin. We cannot say that we are children of God if a characteristic of our lives is to commit sin or to commit lawlessness, as it mentions there in verse 4. Now, of course, we know that nobody is perfect. We mess up from time to time. We fall short from time to time. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, which is why we need Christ and His sacrifice and His shed blood on the cross for the remission of those sins. But when you look at the context here, we can see that this is talking about the characteristic of a Christian. Somebody who is a follower of God, who is a child of God, is somebody who should practice righteousness, because He is righteousness. Somebody who is a child of God should not have the characteristic of sin, because the person who sins is of the devil, which is opposite, of course, of God and of who we are children of. And so, as Christians, when we are living our life, we should be striving to do everything we can to not sin, to follow God, to study His Word, to know what He has commanded of us, so that we can be found, find favor in His sight, and that we can be called righteous. Yes, we're going to mess up from time to time, but the characteristic of a Christian should not be sin. And that takes work. It takes diligence. If we're not working towards that perfection, we're not working towards that example that Christ gave us on this earth, then we're going to fall into the habit of sinning, which is not something that should be a part of someone who abides in God. That is something of someone that abides in the devil, as we see time and time again in this world. And so we want to offer an invitation to those who are here tonight. There may be someone here who has not named the name of Christ. Perhaps there's someone here that right now, the characteristic of your life, the thing that is done habitually in your life, is that of sin, is that of the world, and you need to make that change and become a child of God and go from the characteristic of sinning and of lawlessness and being of the devil to becoming a child of God, to living in righteousness and abiding in Him. And so if there's somebody here tonight that applies to, we want to make that invitation and that offer to you available. The baptistry is ready, and we ask that you would come forward as we now stand and sing the song of invitation.